Greetings and welcome to another episode of the Unknown and Unexplained. I am your host, the original Dansky, and I know it's been a while. A lot of stuff's happened. A lot of stuff's going on. And for all of you that have been waiting for the show to come back and, loyally hanging in there waiting, I completely and utterly thank you and appreciate you for being a supporter of this show and enjoying it. It means a lot to me. I love doing this stuff. I love doing the research. So the fact that people listen to it and enjoy it makes it that much better. And I appreciate that. And I hope all of you are doing well and keeping safe, keeping well in this crazy time. So tonight's episode is about the infamous Apollo 18. So we all know about, we all know Apollo 11, the Eagle has landed, Neil Armstrong, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. We all know about that. We all know about the time Alan Shepard put the head of a golf club on his thing that he was supposed to use to excavate for moon rock so he could hit a golf ball in space. I believe that was Alan Shepard. If I'm wrong, I apologize. We know about Gene Cernan. We know about the time we crashed the lunar module into the moon, which that's something we're going to talk about a little bit. But one thing that people don't generally talk about, and if they do, they're kind of considered a quack, is Apollo 18. The mission that was planned, prepared, but never executed. Or was it? Really, if it was, would you know? Would you be able to put that together? And there are going to be people out there that say, oh, that's impossible to cover something like that up. And all I can say to you is, really? Let's be honest. If the United States government wanted to put something on the moon and not have you know about it, I think that would be very easy for them to do. We already have done an episode on the show about the secret space program. So we already know that they have stuff up there we don't know about. We've seen the evidence that they have a lot of stuff up there with apparently extremely high technology that we don't know about. Or at least we're not supposed to know. We have like a small inkling, and the person that told it to us, they want them in prison. They want them quiet. They want them silenced. So, what do you think? I mean, could it have happened and us just not know about it? Would they have done it to investigate a certain area on the moon that they thought was odd and they wanted to have someone investigate it, but they didn't want it to be so publicized in case they could not control what they found. Therefore, the information they would be giving the public by making this a publicized mission like the missions before it may inadvertently send something that could send shockwaves through people's very lives to the point where it makes them question their religion, and overnight you see the church become meaningless, or say laws become meaningless. That's one that's dangerous. What if something happened to society and everyone lost their minds, and all of a sudden the rule of law wasn't so powerful anymore? So I think that's a reason why they would have kept this particular mission quiet, so to speak. And the story goes that or at least in the evidence that I was particularly looking at was that it came from a British psychologist who inadvertently found this material showing evidence of another moon mission. In this evidence, we have a mission repeatedly telling Houston that they found a Russian landing zone, but the crew, the ship, was destroyed. There were bodies outside that looked like they were brutally attacked. They were beaten to death. So it wasn't a malfunction on the spacecraft, which actually they said the spacecraft looked like it was attacked. According to the report, it says like it appeared to the people, the crew looking at this, the crew of the Apollo 18, the mission that supposedly never happened, they came upon this and they said it appeared to them like when they landed, something attacked their ship. And the cosmonauts got out supposedly to either escape, which I don't know where you're going, or to defend the spacecraft because that's your only way out, which to me seems much more plausible than them hopping out and, you know, skipping away in that zero gravity. There are other, this isn't the only story talking about, like, seeing weird stuff, though, if we're talking about seeing weird things on the moon. I mean, I'm talking about the guys that landed probably saw something, or maybe they knew that something was there. Several probes crash on the moon for no reason. The moon is a very strange celestial body that, though it's our closest neighbor, we actually don't know much at all about the moon. We are still kind of puzzled over where it came from. That's still a debated topic. We're not completely sold on how it got here in the first place. There's even theories that it's a artificial body or a natural body that was towed into our orbit, and there are aliens in it, and they're using it kind of like a base of operations while they conduct their agenda with us, or on us, upon us would probably be the better term. Apollo 17 thought they heard a weird whistling when they went around the moon, and NASA told us that it was a strange feedback, but we know the Soviet Union hid deaths in their space program for the Cold War propaganda. Could it be like maybe a cosmonaut stuck on there trying to make contact, or what if it is an alien base? What if they really are there? What if that's the reason we didn't go back? Neil Armstrong, you know, the one small step for man dude. You remember him. First guy on the moon guy. He twice at different times during his landing, during their orbit of the moon, approach on the moon, he asked for the position of the jettisoned booster rockets a couple times because he kept seeing strange stuff, and he wanted to see if it was the boosters he was seeing, which it wasn't. It was in a completely different area. That's a fact. You can look it up, just like the other facts. On Apollo 15, they were recorded having a conversation because, you know, when you're on the, you got your, you know, headset on, basically with your, if you've seen Apollo 13 with good old Tom Hanks, Kevin Bacon, those dudes, if you leave it on a certain channel, it'll transmit what you're saying, whether you hold the mic down or not. And apparently this guy was on that type of transmission when he said they had a conversation where they were talking about seeing tracks on the moon, and they were disturbed by the fact that they were uniform and the fact that it looked like people walking together, perhaps, and they were large. They were very large tracks. These weren't small tracks, they were huge. And that would be terrifying. Could you imagine landing on this moon 285 plus thousand miles from your planet? You can't breathe. You're on in a bubble. And if you get out, you're walking around in a bubble. And so you're not doing anything fast. You assume you're the only living thing on here, since it's a dead body, a dead celestial body. Nothing can live on it. Or do we've made decisions in science and just turned around and been completely wrong. So what if we are wrong? You land on the moon and all of a sudden you see tracks. Would you be more freaked out that there might be something alive on the moon, or would you start to freak out thinking that you are going a little crazy? There's a secret channel, obviously, that when they see something of interest to national security, they flip their little switch and now you're on a DOD channel. And it's believed that Armstrong switched to this channel when he saw alien spacecrafts opposite of the crater he was standing on. The other side of this crater, he sees these huge spacecrafts and he says, what did he say? He said they were enormous. Another Apollo mission, after using its lunar module to crash into the moon intentionally to get a seismic reading from the moon, they said it rang for hours, resonated for hours. So we know it's hollow. I don't think it's like the Death Star in there, but you know what? If there was a space station or something in there, it would most certainly be underground. Now, the majority of exploration that went to the moon after the moon missions were all rovers. The majority. They all were. They were all rovers. And the thing is that we get a lot of these crashing into the moon. They just crash into it, or they have a malfunction attempting to land that destroys the payload, destroys the prospector, this prospecting droid. Could that be on purpose? Is something stopping us from being up there? When Apollo 18 landed, the report says they found, after following strange tracks, they found a landed Soviet lunar module, similar to ours, but obviously of a different Soviet design. And it had been beaten, destroyed from the outside. Something was beating on this spacecraft. And these cosmonauts that got out, maybe to defend it since it was their only way of getting off the surface, something attacked them and killed them. They did not die from like pressure leaks or an explosive decompression or anything like that. Something beat these guys to death. What did it? I don't think aliens landed there to kill them. They must have been there already. Could these cosmonauts have simply landed in some place they weren't supposed to be, they weren't supposed to know about, and it killed them? What? What happened to these guys? If you believe the reports, they're terrifying. Even the spacecraft was beaten. As we begin to further study the moon, we ask so many more questions. It's easy to believe the theory that maybe it was towed into position. I mean, we would say to ourselves, that's impossible. There's no thing that could possibly do that. Yeah, until, you know, and I bet 100 years ago they said it's impossible to send something through a magical energy wave, but now we have the internet. We have email. Stuff that I bet, you know, in 1700s Spain would get you burned at the stake. We know that the government has a secret space program. We know for fact that the government knows that there are aliens out there. They know that they have superior technology. Some people believe we have an actual agreement with the aliens, and I think that's ridiculous. That's like you make an agreement with deer before you go hunting for it. So, I mean, it's an interesting theory, but I just don't buy it. We don't have any say on this. They are in charge. Or are they? This could just be another crazy crackpot theory that's just fun to pass around a campfire. But ask yourself the facts. We could most definitely send a spacecraft to the moon without anyone needing to know about it. If we got up there and our mission was specific for something for national security, say start scouting an area to build your top secret military base on the moon, which that is reality. They were going to do that. Could this be the mission that was actually scouting an area? An area so good that when they got there, they realized they are not the first ones there. Could the Russians? I believe the Russians landed there by complete happenstance. I believe they rushed to land, and even if they were going to land right after the Americans, I believe it was something they just wanted to do to show they were on par with the Americans, but then their cosmonauts died. So what are the odds of maybe someone in Russia having this information? Somehow having recorded the last moments of the crew. I mean, there's got to be some kind of video recording, transmitting data, something like that. What are the odds of us finding this and being able to see it now that the Soviet Union's fell? Or there's a good chance they just destroyed it right then and wrote these guys off and airbrushed them out of history. Apollo 18 goes down in lore as being the conspiracy run to the moon that never happened. People that talk about it, think that it did happen, investigate it, are considered a quack, which is a really dangerous position to take because some of these theories, unfortunately and very terrifyingly, they make sense. They become a possibility. Did the crew of the Apollo 18 land in an area researching, reconnoitering for a future military base on the moon? And in so doing, stumble upon a cosmonaut, a Soviet lunar module that landed and had taken such insane damage, possibly from some outside force that is not natural to the area. And then the cosmonaut themselves losing their lives to this unknown force, this unknown event of force. It's taken lives. You would probably pull your men and never go back till you understood it. And again, these probes we sent, many of them crashed. We don't know why. We don't even know how the moon's there. We have the theories, yes, but do we have the facts? We're working on it. And to this day, the mystery of the Apollo 18 moon mission that never happened remains unknown and unexplained. Thank you so much for joining me. It's so great to be back. I hope that all of you are safe, keeping yourselves well, and that your families are safe and that they are well. I wish you the best. Thank you so much again for listening. I am the original Dansky, and this is the unknown and unexplained. Thank you so much, and have a great day.